You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's a new week, it's Monday, it's personal finance time, and this time we are taking a look at what you need to consider or what you need to look at before you take on any form of credit. I'm joined on the line by Operations Manager at FNB's Consumer Education Department, Pearl Trele, to take a look at this and try and unpack what it all means. Good evening, Pearl. Thanks, as always, for the time. Let's start with understanding the different forms of credit and understanding what they mean. I mean, if we hear terms like secured and unsecured credit, how do we navigate this maze before we even decide which credit is good for us or not?
Thank you so much for having me, Jimmy, and good evening to you and to the listeners. So firstly, I think definitely there are different types of credits in the market, and each is designed to cater for different needs. And so choosing the right credit product, you know, involves considering your specific financial situation. And I think very important, the purpose, you know, for borrowing and as well as your personal preferences. Jimmy, it's important then to begin by clearly identifying your reason for borrowing. I mean, if, for example, you are looking at, you know, borrowing from the bank so you can finance your first, you know, car purchase, or if it's a house that you are looking for, even if it's funding for education. I mean, since these different loan types are there and they are designed for specific purposes, I think it's very important then for our listeners to know what the goal is, because that then helps them to narrow down their options. And so just to take you through a few of the, you know, credit options that are available there. So we do have loans, and I think this is where essentially you borrow money from a lender or a financial institution such as a bank, and you then pay back the money over a certain period with interest, right? So loans can be short-term or long-term. So let's maybe look into each of the two and see where the differences are. So with short-term loans, I mean, these are usually from, you know, smaller amounts, and they have to be paid back within a very short time frame. For example, personal loans, right? Whereas you have long-term loans, which are usually for larger amounts, and they are for more expensive items, you know, such as that car or that home that you want to buy. And also, Jimmy, the payment period is usually then long in nature. This could be anything between 5 and 30 years, depending on the type of loan that you are, you know, you are looking for. And then we've got what we know as credit accounts, or, you know, retail accounts, commonly known. This is where a retail store or a group of shops will allow you to get a service or goods such as clothing or furniture on credit, right, or an account, but you pay them in installments over a period of time. So, for example, a retail credit card or a store credit account, I mean, you usually are given a credit limit with this type of credit of how much you can then buy for, and then you will make those monthly repayments based on how much of that credit you have actually used. And then another example of a credit account could be a hire purchase, or what is commonly known by many as a lay-by. This is another form of credit where a retail shop would allow you to take something and use it immediately, and then you only pay for it later or in installments. And this kind of credit can be used for buying, you know, items such as that furniture or appliance, in, you know, some instances, even, you know, cell phone contracts. And then you have, I suppose financial institutions then, Jimmy, also have, you know, what is commonly used as revolving loans or revolving credit. And, you know, this line of credit is the one that which allows you to borrow a certain amount of money to a certain limit that is known as a credit limit. And you repay it over time. Usually, you know, this repayment is done on a month-to-month basis. Again, you can borrow as much or as little as you need up to the credit limit that they have given you. Again, here interest is only charged on the amount that you have borrowed and what you have utilized. So examples of, you know, revolving credit would include credit cards or store cards. And generally speaking, you know, this type of credit is quite expensive in that there are very high interest rate charges against this type of debt. For example, long-term loans by way of vehicle loans, but the latter can be, you know, more difficult to qualify for, of course, because they look at your credit score when they're deciding whether or not, you know, to afford you this type of credit. And like you've said, Jimmy, there's also what we call secure and unsecure credit. So what does this mean, really? So secure credit is, you know, where the bank or the lender holds, you know, or they accept one of your assets as collateral in exchange for giving you a loan, you know, like a car or home, the person borrowing has to then allow the bank to use one of their assets, you know, or they sign in their asset that, you know, this is surety. In the event that you cannot pay this loan, then the financial institution can actually seize that property from you. And then you have an unsecured credit, which is where really the bank or the lender, you know, doesn't have, you know, any collateral that they want to hold against you, but they give you the loan in good faith that you will pay it, but they consider factors like your credit record and your, you know, ability to repay that loan. They may charge slightly higher interest rates compared to secured lending, as you have not pledged or signed over any assets as security.
Pearl, let's look at the reasons why people would get credit and what kind of makes sense in that respect. I mean, some people out there might be looking to start a new business. Some might be looking to further their studies, possibly renovate a home. How do you navigate which credit product is most suitable for the situation that you want?
Yeah, no, that's actually a good question. I think it's very important first to really then look at what the need is for that credit, right? And you're absolutely right, Jimmy, that people would, you know, tend to credit for many, many reasons, you know, some of which, I mean, we can then say, you know, due to these very tough economic times, you are taking on credit because you want to just, you know, survive, right? And so, yes, we've now coined terms like good credit versus bad credit, because you can then take credit to take care of very important aspects like paying for your child's education. I mean, it's a good investment, something that can help improve their quality of life. But I guess the rule really here is, Jimmy, to know exactly why you need the credit. So if you are looking for credit towards a car, perhaps it's a better option for you to get a vehicle financing agreement as opposed to taking a personal loan to pay for a car. So when you know the need, you most likely then would know what type of credit to go for. So it's the right credit for the right purpose at the right time.
Pearl, how do we navigate the intricacies that come with the terms of credit agreements? More often than not, these credit agreements are lengthy, lengthy documents that have all these terms and conditions and clauses and things, and it can all get very overwhelming when we're looking at the types of credit that we're looking for. How do we understand these documents and better equip ourselves to read through these papers?
Yeah, no, I think it's very important. So remember, a credit agreement is then where the detail is in terms of how much you've been borrowed, how long are you expected to pay, what are the monthly, minimum monthly payments that you need to pay, when are you expected to pay the loan. So all of that becomes very important. Also, how much interest are you being charged on the loan? Because what that does is it gives you a beautiful picture of what the total, you know, cost of the credit will be. So it's very important, Jimmy, for our listeners to really read through, you know, that credit agreement, ensure that they understand it. Where they are not clear on some of these very, to your point, technical, you know, financial language and jargon, they need to ensure that they request, you know, the institutions to explain this in layman's term. It's very, very important that when you sign on that dotted line that you're accepting this credit, that you fully understand, you know, the pros and cons, you understand what is, you know, expected of you and vice versa. You understand then what will happen should you not be able to fulfill, you know, that credit agreement.
Speaking of the credit agreements and understanding them, I think something consumers might not be aware of is the agreements or the steps that you go through in obtaining a credit agreement. You can get a quote from a credit provider and not necessarily accept that. Can you just run us through some of those circumstances as well to say that you can go and consider something and still not take it?
Yep. No, absolutely. So, I mean, I love this question, because what you are saying is you're really speaking about when we go and we're getting credit, often it's getting a quotation, right? Until you've signed on the dotted line or you've accepted that credit. So it's very important, again, Jimmy, when we are getting through this quotation stage, right, that if you are looking for a loan for 20,000 rands and you get pre-approved for a loan for 120,000 rands, you do not necessarily have to take the full amount, right? So don't take more than what you need, but rather take what you need at that particular time. So it's very important also for our listeners to understand that every time they go through these quotations and there is an inquiry that is raised by a financial institution against their name, that that also tends to impact on their credit score. So you don't want to make too many inquiries within a very short period of time, because that does tend to lower your credit score. So rather be safe and do your, you know, shop around. Don't go for the first quotation that you get, but be very responsible in how you're conducting yourself as far as that is concerned.
Responsibility always is key. Remain responsible in how you use your credit and in the credit that you obtain. And most importantly, read the documents before you sign them. Thank you so much, Pearl. We'll leave it at that. That's Pearl Qele, who is Operations Manager at FNB Consumer Education, joining me for this week's Personal Finance Monday.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.